from SLB Radio in Pittsburgh, Crossing Fences. African-American boys and young men creating oral history showcasing the lives and accomplishments of local African-American men.
Pittsburgh was good for me all the way around. I never miss a beat.
I was born and raised in Bel Suver.
Money don't make a happy man.
I wasn't born in
a happy man can go and make some money.
The fact that we had to go to black schools, couldn't eat in a restaurant.
To shine. And I shine with my mind, and I stay on my grind.
From anesthesiologists to barbershop owners, entrepreneurs to engineers, and coaches to deacons, over 170 men have been interviewed. Today, let's hear from Thaddeus Mosley, age 86, at the time of this interview.
My birthday is July 23rd, 1926. I grew up in Newcastle, Pennsylvania. My father was a coal miner, but he was a naturalist. He could tell you any plant, any mushroom, and I used to walk in the woods with him and learn what these things were. I was very intrigued that he knew so much about plants, and he didn't have a great education. He learned just by reading and looking. When I was in middle school, I decided I wanted to go to college. And so I really began to pull up my grades and worry less about athletics. And so when I graduated from high school, I graduated with honors. But that's because I made my mind when I was about 14 that I wanted to have a college education. I didn't come to Pittsburgh until after the Second World War. I came to go to the University of Pittsburgh. I studied English and journalism. My degree is a double major. I was quite good in art, but I never pursued it. But going to the University of Pittsburgh, I was right next door to the Carnegie Museum, had a friend that was a painter, and I just became very interested in all type of modern art, and sculpting was something I felt I could do. I wanted to do something with my hands and my brain. I wanted to see if I could do some of the things that I thought I could do. And so I read books, and I went to the museum, and some of this stuff I said, I think I can do. So then I began to work more and read more, and the more I read and the more I worked, the better I became. I never thought that I'd become as well known as I am now. That was not the intent. The intent was that I would have sculpture in my own house, and I would enter a few shows. But as I got better at it and showed more, and people invited me more places, I became a professional. I also wrote for Jet, I wrote for Ebony, I was a Pittsburgh Courier columnist, I wrote sports, I also did photography, and later on I went in the Postal Service. To me, success means having pride in yourself, and you can live a good life. It doesn't mean you have a lot of money, a big house, and two or three cars. Being contented with who you are, and what you're able to do and living a good life, that to me is my success. Other than what your teachers are trying to tell you, main thing, have confidence in yourself. One thing I always say, believe that you can do it. And having pride, be proud of who you are. Take care of your brain, take care of your body. Those are the things that I think to me are very important. And particularly when you get to bury quite an old man such as I am, you know, I'll be 87 in a couple of months. And I've always taken very good care of myself and always been very proud and had a lot of confidence. When you're young, there's a great deal of peer pressure. Everyone wants you to be just like them. No one's like anyone else. Don't be afraid to say, I want to learn this. People say, well, that's dumb. It isn't dumb. There's nothing you want to learn that is stupid. Stupidity is not knowing anything. It's tough being an individual, but don't be afraid to be an individual.
This oral history was collected by youth interviewers Marte Howard and Wyatt Wade. Crossing Fences is made possible by the Heinz Endowments and was produced by SLB Radio Productions. Learn more at slbradio.org.